Good morning, a Friday morning, and what a Friday morning it is. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Brexited, Alan. Britain votes to leave the EU. Cameron plans to resign. Listening this morning on the BBC, amazing.
Yes, I've been listening for hours to the British coverage. It does seem to me that this has major political portent, even here in the United States, not only economically. We know that the president went over there and actually campaigned to stay in the European Union, but also because this is a bit of a political revolution in which the populace, not of the urban center of London and the rest, but were reacting to a political class which they thought had created a moribund situation for Great Britain in terms of its political future, in terms of their innovation style. Now, I don't have to tell anybody who's listening who may not like this that this has some implications for the American election, too, because this is what Donald Trump has been preaching. I am not a Trumpster, that is for sure. Nevertheless, one would have to be sort of sightless not to be able to see some of the implications of this. I said it yesterday on the roundtable, I say it again now. This country is looking at a situation in which, you know, a guy comes along and he says, listen, the politicians have all got it all there. You know, you're not allowed to have the kinds of jobs for your kids and others that you want. We got to open things up. I don't believe it, but I do think it's a powerful argument. And I have seen this to some degree coming. Now, one other thing, David, you and I had a conversation earlier in which we both agreed, and I've been saying this, that this is a natural tailspin that started not with Cameron, but indeed with Franklin Roosevelt and the way in which America treated Great Britain as a price for getting into the war. Great Britain had very little left. It certainly didn't have the empire it started the war with. So if you look at the decrease in the way and power of Great Britain, this is a natural ending. Because now we see Scotland, Northern Ireland, others are all looking at this because they want to stay with the European Union. Scotland will clearly get out as a result of this. Everybody knew it going in. If this went this way, they voted overwhelmingly for staying in. So we could see this tiny little postage stamp called Great Britain there now and left.
Major news yesterday as well. Court tie blocks Obama immigration plan. Supreme Court's 4-4 tie left in place an appeals court ruling blocking an order that President Obama hoped would be a central legacy, as the Times puts in its editorial, impasse and heartbreak on immigration.
Well, let me put it this way. I was certainly hoping that Obama could put it across. It was an interesting legal question. And if one tries, I always try, to look at the more conservative side of things, we do have a tripartite government. And the argument was he didn't have the power to do it. And it didn't really hold up. If they had had another member of the Supreme Court, it may well have. And so this is not really the end of the game. If Hillary Clinton wins, if she gets another vote or two or three, it looks like now, on the Supreme Court, something like this would have passed. But as for now, the lower court ruling, which said he didn't have the power, that the president didn't have the power to go forward, holds up.
Finally, Alan, Bernie Sanders will be in Albany this morning at 11. He's going to be at the Egg. He has begun a speaking tour on, quote, where we go now.
Well, now you have a man who is of an age similar to mine, who has made a tremendous impact. He is not going to be the presidential candidate. But I'm sure he has now decided, look, I'm fighting for the soul of the Democratic Party, even though he has not been a Democrat, you know, for most of his political career. And I want to set the stage for the kind of country that the United States is going to be. And that's what this tour is all about. And that's what this speech is all about.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend, as well as our listeners.
You too, David.